Joined by Coach Nathan Dodson of the Milan Lady Wildcats. Looking forward to talking some Lady Cat softball here over the next about 7-8 weeks with Coach, as we are just days away from getting the season started for the Lady Cats. They're going to have a lengthy road trip, and I'm coming from Trenton, so not quite the same distance, but it's a goodly amount for me to go to Trenton to Eagleville. That's where I'll be on Monday, our second broadcast of the season, because we have the Trenton Bulldogs Platte Valley on Saturday at 10:30. So our second broadcast will be Milan North Harrison on the softball side Monday at 5. And Coach, I was telling you off the air, I always look for these games where I think it's a quality matchup. We're going to talk about some good talent that you've inserted into your program this year. But I think the storylines are that you feel like you're better this year and you get an early road test to try to prove it, right?
Yeah, it's great to come out and get that game in Monday before you jump right into our big conference schedule, which begins on Tuesday with Gallatin. So we were hoping we'd get one in on this Saturday at Brashear. Unfortunately, as things worked out, it didn't happen for us. So we're just excited that we get the opportunity to play. We're looking forward to Monday night. I think the kids are really hungry. You know, you kind of get to that three-week mark, and practice is kind of getting monotonous, and you know, you did get the jamboree, so you kind of got an opportunity to test yourself there and work on some things maybe that you saw in the jamboree, and so you need to be tested. And we're looking forward to getting that first game under our belts, and we know North Harrison is always a quality opponent. Good friend of mine, Coach Craig, he does a great job over there with his girls, and their top five or six kids in the lineup are always going to be a tough out. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and we can't wait to get started.
Where do you feel like, Coach? Because I'm going to be in that seat on Monday, and you know, we've talked now a couple of times about this freshman class that's inserted some talent. Obviously, you got some girls back too that, you know, they got their feet wet last year, and there'll be a year more experienced and ready to go. And you'll have Katie in the circle, no doubt. But for somebody like me, seeing the Lady Cats for the first time, if you're playing well Monday, what do you hope that people come and see your team and say, boy, they're better here?
You know, offensively, I think. I really hope that that's where we begin to shine. I really made an emphasis on that this summer and really emphasized to the girls how important it's going to be, how important it is to score runs. And, you know, over the last couple of years, this young group had kind of got knocked around a little bit. But, you know, you're talking about this year's sophomore and junior class who had been freshmen and sophomores. And then with that junior group, even freshmen, for the most part, that are going out and battling against juniors and seniors every night. You know, so you're going to take some lumps along the way. And now that those kids are a bit older, that group of Cadence's class, they're now juniors. So I see them kind of coming into more of a leadership role and taking ownership of what we're going to put out there. So, you know, we did some great things offensively the other night. We can really put pressure on teams with our speed, and you know, we can do it from both sides of the plate. We've got some kids that can slap it a little bit. We've got some kids that can bunt and run and sacrifice runs when we need to. And so, as long as we are able to put the ball in play and put the pressure on defense and force them to make mistakes and take advantage of any opportunities that we get, we should be a lot better offensively. And, you know, we did a really good job in our Friday night jamboree last week of getting runners on for the heart of the lineup. And we didn't convert. There was a couple times that we didn't convert, but that's going to come. Just getting some more experience, getting some more innings for the middle of our lineup. But we had base runners on where we wanted them for the heart of our lineup to drive in some runs. So we did just about everything right. We just needed some timely hitting, and I really think that experience is going to pay off for us this year.
I think some of this is just kind of the fact that you had young people on the field, and at some point you kind of get to midseason, 75% of the way through the season, and the girls know that the record is what they want it to be. They're still out there and giving some effort, but it's just hard to keep it going when you have more bad things than good things happening. So especially with kind of that insert of excitement in youth and, you know, kind of a different look at the program this year, I think that start the first couple of weeks for your team, Coach, just for the mental aspects of the girls saying, yeah, we are better, we're going to get this thing rolling. That first 2 weeks of the season, I think it's going to be big for your ball club.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hate to put an emphasis on one game in particular, But that first night you come out is always a big one. You know, you put a lot of emphasis on that first game, but, you know, you certainly, if you come out and you play well and you do things well on both sides of the ball, you begin to develop confidence. And, you know, winning is just as contagious as losing, or getting a base hit is just as contagious as making an error. So, you know, if you can get off to a hot start and kind of ride some of that momentum, I really am excited about what this group is going to be able to accomplish if we can get out and get off to a good start like that. And as you said, man, these first 2 weeks, the way things are set up, we do have a stretch where we've got some competitive ball games that are going to test us, but we've also got some there along the way that we feel like going in that you know, hopefully with our experience and what we've added, we hope to be better than those teams. So if we can go out and execute and win the games that we're supposed to win and compete in every other game and just make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance, pitch by pitch, I think we're going to give ourselves a lot of opportunities. So as you said too, Tom, the experience of this group now, you know, the majority of them being sophomores and juniors, this last couple of years, they've been freshmen and sophomores competing against some pretty darn good juniors and seniors, you know, from Putnam to Trenton and Maysville, you know, just across the board. They've been competing against some veteran ball teams that are battle-tested in postseason. So, you know, we're really looking forward to hopefully flipping that page and really getting off to a good start here to start things off on Monday night.
Well, let's talk Gallatin here. Gallatin comes to your place for the conference opener on Tuesday at 5:30, and you saw them in the Jamboree, and I asked Coach Hall up at Princeton about them yesterday, and she said they're still, you know, I'm not quoting her per se, but still young, but definitely better. And the one thing that Heather told me is that, you know, Kerrigan Baker is a good arm for Gallatin, and she just wasn't 100% last year, and she is this year, and that's going to make Gallatin a lot more stout.
Yeah, I was really impressed with them. You know, last year they were kind of in the same boat there as we were, very young, and they replaced quite a few seniors last year from that 2018 season. So Coach Ray does a great job with them, and she'll have them ready to play. They look very sound defensively, though. You know, I wish we'd had a little bit better contact at the plate, so we really could have got maybe a better look at some of their coverages and things of that nature. You know, how they're covering the bun or how they're covering the slap. We just didn't give ourselves a whole lot of opportunity, other than in the first inning, we left a couple of runners stranded. But that Kerrigan, man, she's a solid ball player. She can swing it. You know, you can't give her anything to hit, and you can't make mistakes against a good hitter like that. So there's a couple pitches that we would have liked to have had back against her. You know, we got up 0-2 in the count, and we kind of left one fat after getting up 0-2 and leaving it too good. So we've got to be careful to around her, not necessarily pitch around her, but, you know, you don't want to let her beat you with runners in scoring position, because she's a heck of a hitter and a heck of an arm for him.
Absolutely.
So, nothing's going to be given. So Gallatin's definitely going to be solid, I think, this year.
Well, and I can figure out the other matchup here. It's Polo South Harrison on Tuesday. We'll talk about the conference here a little bit. I don't know if they're playing in Polo or Bethany. I assume they're playing, because I know the three other matchups. I'm going to be doing Putnam County at Trenton on Tuesday. And I think maybe the best matchup in the whole conference on Tuesday is Maysville-Princeton. That's a huge game there. So it's going to get fun on Tuesday to play, try to get wins, and then do a little bit of scoreboard watching.
Yeah, right out of the gate. You know, with the conference that we have, being a large conference or a super conference, however you want to look at it, I think that there's a lot of interesting matchups next week that, you know, you'd rather see some of those games at the end of the year. You know, our athletic director, Mr. Clark, did a spectacular job this year of kind of evening out the schedule, so to speak, not just with home and away games, but also some of those games that are really important to you down the stretch and in the middle of your year after you kind of get things going and get off to a good start. You know, we played Putnam right out of the gate last year and lost a one-run ball game to them, you know, and I think our second night out. So we we got that one moved back, and I think that that'll be beneficial for us. I think we'll be a lot more battle-tested once we get into a big game like that, as we know they're our rival to the north. And, you know, and that's kind of disheartening for a young group to come out and taste, you know, what could have been against what eventually became the conference champ, you know. So, yeah, there's going to be some great matchups this week already. That Maysville-Princeton game will be a fun one to watch. If we weren't playing, I'd love to go scout that one out for sure. So, but yeah, two good ball teams and two teams with some experience and some youth. But you know, they're going to be solid programs this year.
Yeah, and I brought up South Harrison's schedule. Kind of wrap with this because I wanted to see where that game was Tuesday at South Harrison at Polo. Oh, by the way, and I bring up South Harrison's schedule. They are hosting Putnam County on Monday. So I would assume that's going to be a GRC matchup there to keep your eyes on. Appreciate the time, Coach, as always. Best of luck to you. We'll see you up at Eagleville on Monday.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for the coverage.